Basilia Cornago Zapata was born in Monteagudo, Spain, in 1889. She was the third child in a family of 10 children, who all received a very pious Catholic education. Now, Basilia recognized her religious vocation very early. It was at the age of 4 when she saw an angel for the first time. Basilia asked the guardian angel to teach her to love Jesus very much. The angel, whom she called Big Brother, throughout her life, advised, encouraged, and even rebuked her. The angel would speak to her about the will of God and the truths of the Catholic faith. The angel even urged her to grow in God's love and to remain in His presence. He encouraged her to love Jesus and to immolate herself for sinners. From a very young age, she felt as if she had this calling to the religious life, and it was pretty much evident. As the little one would spend the long evenings at church, so much so that her mother would have to go and pick her up at dawn. Sometimes she would get up at 3 in the morning just because she wanted to be the first in church to spend time with our Lord. She made her first communion on May the 16th, 1901, at the age of 12. It was an amazing day for her, one that she would never forget. According to her spiritual director, Father Cantera, who was a doctor in philosophy and canon law, it was on the day of her first communion when she saw the baby Jesus in the host in the ciborium. Her guardian angel, whom she always called her older brother, accompanied her all day to dinner at home. The angel was a small boy, but she said nothing about this because all along she believed that everyone saw him too. In a letter to her spiritual director, this is how she described the encounter.
The first time I remember seeing the angel was the day of my first communion. We went to receive communion with the lighted candles in our hands, and I almost lit the white cloak I was wearing because I wasn't paying attention to anything, and it was when the angel came and took the candle away from me and kept it for as long as I had to. He did the same in the procession with the candle, which, by the way, I remember that in the procession, a girl's cloak caught fire and part of her head was burned.
Now, she entered the convent of the Augustinian Recollects in Baeza on August the 14th, 1908, at the age of 19. That same day upon entering, she saw for the first time the demon in the form of a large man between the two doors of the convent. The demon said nothing to her, but she felt its presence strongly. From the very day she entered, the devil began to make war on her. She received harsh treatment from some of her fellow nuns that it caused her such misery. From the beginning, she wanted to be a lay sister for the reason of being able to dedicate more of her time to the most humble tasks of the convent. For this reason, almost all her life, in addition to sometimes serving in the kitchen, she spent most of her time to the care of the farm animals. Since the convent at one time had up to 3,000 chickens and many rabbits, bees, and pigs. She made a temporary profession on January the 6th, 1910, choosing the name of Sister Basilia de Santa Monica. But since there was another nun named Sister Basilia, they began to call her Sister Monica de Jesus. Already from the beginning, she began to manifest inner life ecstasies and other strange phenomena. Her superior sent her to the convent of Martos, where she made a perpetual profession. But not much about this is known, since writings about her were burned during the Civil War. The souls in purgatory often appeared to her to thank her for the prayers and sufferings she had made for them. Now, one of the most extraordinary phenomena in Sister Monica's life was the gift of bilocation, and she was often accompanied by an angel to these different places. For example, she was said to have appeared at an execution by firing squad during the Spanish Civil War. 11 out of the 30 victims were priests. Even more exceptional was her alleged bilocation in 1921 during the Second Moroccan War, where she encouraged the Spanish soldiers on the battlefield and was injured in the leg. One of her greatest concerns was the conversion of sinners. In March of 1917, she founded an association of victim souls to pursue this mission. They were a small group of 7 people, 6 women, 4 religious, 2 lay, and a priest. Sister Monica de Jesus was said to spend every Holy Week in ecstasy. She received stigmata for the first time in 1908 during her novitiate. According to a spiritual father, sometimes the wounds bled profusely and the cloth that she used to cover them was soaked. They would start bleeding on Thursday at midday and were closed by Friday at the same hour. Sister Monica de Jesus died in 1964 with a reputation for sanctity. People from Baeza and surroundings as well as from Madrid and other parts of Spain, came to see her body. Venerable Monica de Jesus, pray for us.